Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody, and howdy from Southern California. This is Sean McLaughlin, live from LA, and still churning out the content. How are you, Johnny? Where are you?
I'm in Manchester. I'm a patriot. I love this country. I would not be anywhere else on the day our king is made a king.
Yeah, well, he's not being made a king the day we're recording or the day we're releasing it.
But tomorrow, though, and let me tell you, if you are a patriot, you'll be joining me in saying the pledge to the king. He is the king. Well done on being the king, Mr. King.
Well done, Kingy. Do you think that King Charles will ever be as loved as his mother?
In my heart.
Or his younger brother.
I've got a weird relationship to the royal family. Well, I think Prince Andrew is actually the best one.
I think Prince Andrew is the only non-pedo.
Yeah.
About that,
because he's the one who's like allowed power to go to his head and revealed himself to be a monster. But there's no way Lizzie wasn't, you know, doing weird shit too.
Yeah, good old Lizzie.
You think Lizzie
you can't
was just
spell lizard without Liz?
and you I can't spell cocaine without C, which is the first letter of Charles's name.
Can I just say, I think that would have ruined our argument if this was in a court of law.
Well, I see every podcast episode I see as me defending myself against various accusations.
Johnny Gets Accused, the new podcast from Wondery.
What's he done now?
Arson.
That's it. What has he done now?
What a format. Podcasting legend Johnny Pelham decides to commit heinous acts and defend himself against them. Anyway,
I thought about three jokes in my head of heinous acts I could commit and had to edit all of them out because they would have been inappropriate even for this podcast. So just take a moment there, listener, to think about how dark they were.
I mean, I think many of the people listening here would consider that releasing this episode of the podcast is a heinous act. It is an act of aggression. So, I'm in LA. Now, we were talking about Prince Andrew. Now, this is something funny.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't think we were going to dive. Because normally, Sean, you get it back on track. I'm like, right, Sean's got us back on track.
I was going to say this. I was in New York. And there was an advertising campaign I noticed on big billboards across the city. Basically, I can't remember what the product was exactly. I've probably got a photo of it. Basically, the advert was, Prince Andrew's a paedophile, buy our product. I can't... obviously what, that's paraphrasing. But I thought, God...
What was the product?
It's so interesting that he's now like a shorthand for just a joke figure.
What was the product? Like child protection... A suit of armour or something.
NYPD. Let me have a look.
Because if I... Honestly, I'm not a marketing genius. But I feel if I was trying to sell anything, I'd keep the idea of paedophilia away from it. Do you know what I mean?
It's worked for us, Johnny. Let's be honest. It's worked for us. Let me try and get this up. I think I've got it. Give me a second. I it was quite a perplexing thing. It was one of those things where I look at it and go, oh, that's funny. And then I thought, well, it's probably not that funny. I mean, the guy is likely a predator. But
it would be great if they did him on To Catch a Predator.
Him struggling to give himself.
Yeah, yeah. Him pretend, him going, I cannot sweat.
I can't see the fuck. I brought this up and I can't even find a photo of it.
Feels like a lie to me. Feels like it does. A weird lie.
I don't think I'm lying, but there's a chance I've made it up because it doesn't sound like it could be real, does it?
What do you have any sense of what the product was they were trying to sell?
I'm just going to say Prince Andrew, Andrew Billboard NYC. Oh my god, it's one of the search things. A New York storage company's marketing campaign has gone viral after it launched a billboard mocking Prince Andrew following the Epstein sack.
But what did it? What's the? How does it mock him?
It's a storage company. It's just a big thing, and it just says safe, secure, protected with minimal charges, just like Prince Andrew.
Sick burn, bro. Sick burn.
Slay, sister. Slay.
Actually, that's pretty offensive, actually. That's a monarch. They should be treated with respect, in my opinion.
Yeah,
because they're ordained by God, so they can do whatever they want to anyone because they're ordained by God directly.
If God didn't want them to exist, then he wouldn't have created the Church of England, which everyone knows is the best church.
Yeah, and he wouldn't have given them the big hat and the big throne and complete impropriety to do whatever they want.
Now,
that is God's will.
I am in Los Angeles, aka La La Land. And
have you done any singing and dancing?
I have done a lot of it. Have been arrested.
Can we hear a bit of the singing?
I don't want to ever feel. I was walking down the Hollywood Walk of Fame, but yesterday, Mr. Pelham.
Whose sort of weird shoe did you see?
Shoe? I don't think you know what the Walk of Fame is. The world famous Hollywood Walk of Fame, where stars leave their shoes. What do you think the Walk of Fame is, Johnny?
Is it facing? What do they have? I can't remember little imprint.
It's stars. It's stars.
Well, it should be more than a star. I want their shoes. I want Tom Cruise's shoes on a pavement. Imagine how quickly their shoes get stolen.
Imagine how quickly this conversation has gone off the fucking rails.
We all want to keep bringing Prince Andrew and bringing Pino in.
I didn't bring him up. I brought up the Andrew.
Does Andrew have a star?
Oh, that is a bloody good question. I walked over Buzz Aldrin's. That was fun. And Jack Benny's and some others. One day, maybe Failing Better will have its own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I think we'll be the Walk of Fame. You know what I mean? Like, and then everyone else will be on us. We'll be the foundational star.
Well, it has existed for about 50 years. But yeah, maybe we'll be the foundational star for a newer, better Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
We're on the podcasting Walk of Fame.
Right now, we're a pothole. One day, we aim to be a star.
Yeah. There's the Walk of Fame, and then in the middle of the road is the sort of the street of shame, and that's where they're putting us.
It's just a huge pothole down
to
hell.
We are actually disgusted at what they've achieved in the world of entertainment. That's what we're putting on the street. Failing Better podcast. Oh, I don't believe this.
When does that pothole go down to the seventh circle of hell?
Good.
I forgot how many circles there were.
Yes. It's
easy. Last seven.
Good. Johnny, you have to shut the fuck up.
You can talk. You say something interesting or funny.
I was walking down the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Which was difficult because, you know, fucking Gene Hackman's shoes knocking around. Get Meryl Streep's loafers out of here. You like that one, don't you, Johnny?
I do, it's silly.
It's silly, it's cerebral, it's Failing Better, and it's most infuriating. There was a Scientology English classes.
That's interesting. So do you think they're going for the Mexican people then? Mexican people, I think that's what they're called.
Yeah, I think what you said there was correct, but it didn't sound correct.
It sounded horrible, but
it didn't sound like it came from a good place, but I don't think it came from a bad place.
No, I was just trying to work out why they're giving people English lessons, but it makes sense.
I think that I was reading that apparently that's how they got a foothold in Hollywood, was by sort of, not, it's not like a front, but they sort of were like apparently they went to loads of the actors and said, oh, we're like financial advisors. And then that's like a Trojan horse of getting them to believe in whatever they believe in, Thanos
well,
or some
cults
shit.
Exploit the vulnerable. And you know what, Sean? Maybe something that, that's a lesson we could learn from. Maybe
yes,
we need
and
a
actually,
target or
with
podcast.
That in mind, please do sign up to our Patreon, listeners.
Are you struggling with drug problems, would like to get your life on the track? Then join our Patreon.
On the track.
On the track.
Get your life on the track.
On the track to freedom and love. Then join our Patreon and you will become a better human being.
Patreon.com/failingbetter. New content every week. New bonus episode of this podcast every week.
And that's not a threat. That's a promise.
That is a good thing, by the way. What we've just told you is viewed as a good thing. You lose money and you get more of this. Those are win. Those are two victories for you.
Win-win.
Maybe I should join Scientology. What do you reckon? I'm here.
I mean,
you know, I'm sort of thinking like it's a cultural thing, isn't it, to join Scientology?
And also, Sean, if anyone was going to become like you, like they, if you walked in, they would think we've nailed it.
I reckon they'd like pull a parchment out of a window and go, "You're the one the prophecies have foretold."
Do you?
The ultimate sucker.
the ultimate dweeb. We've heard rumours of you before.
The greatest, the biggest mug in history. Hello.
Hello, I'm just interested in your opening offers. What's the Scientology book called?
It's The Dianetics, isn't it? I can't remember what the actual book is called.
And was he a science fiction writer?
No, yeah, he definitely was.
And maybe for a Patreon special, we try and become Scientologists for a month.
My problem is I'm so impressionable that I would start to believe it.
Well, it'd be interesting if this initially self-help podcast, we eventually just both become Scientologists.
It does feel like our natural ending, doesn't it?
Because I'm really looking for some sort of meaning and purpose that's bigger than me. And I feel like if someone convincingly told me it was like to
aliens.
Become a stage 7 Scientologist man, I'd be like, yeah, fair enough, that's me.
Yeah. So maybe I'll become Scientologist.
That's exciting. So did you go in or did you just wander past?
No, I wandered past and it just sort of disgusted me. And I'm just so disgusted. Oh, I think there's someone at my door. Right, Johnny, Phil.
All right. I've got to Phil now, which is not a natural thing for me to do. As I'm going to rely on Sean's wit and then sort of use that. But obviously that's not possible now. Hope everyone is doing well in their lives, whatever they may be doing.
Hiya back.
I absolutely nailed that.
What did you talk about?
I spoke quite slowly and quite morosely about how I didn't really know what to do.
We've been doing this for a long time, and it's good to know that our level of craft has not improved one millimeter.
Well, that's why we need Scientology, because that will send. Once you've got the right sort of badges, then you become a better human being.
Yeah, it's like getting your way for coaching badges, right? I'm going to go into that language school today and I'm going to be like, look, do you do any podcast course?
No, I've got a co-host. He doesn't really know how to speak in sentences.
He doesn't know how to speak in sentences. Does he edit stuff? He sort of does, yeah. But even if he'll put the episodes out in the wrong order.
No, guys, I've started editing and all Sean's done since then is lampoon me. And I think it's a fucking disgrace. You know what? I've learned two things, Sean. First thing I've learned, editing is easy. Second thing I've learned is I will never be enough for you.
I think next time you have one of these little outbursts, you should open with the second thing you said, because the first one I had such a little interest in that I basically the second one didn't have the impact it should have done.
You're enough for me, Johnny.
Of course you're enough. You're always enough for me. You're enough for everyone.
Am I?
Well, then maybe too much. If anything, too much.
You're far too much.
You need to dial it down.
Well, that's nice to hear. Do you think I am enough?
Yeah, I think you're enough.
Yeah, I'm enough.
Do you think I'm enough, Johnny?
Definitely not.
Oh, guilt.
I think you could be enough if you were different in almost everywhere.
I've often thought that.
I think The problem with you, Sean, is your anxieties, your fears, and your it's too clear. You need to hide it better. Like, I look at you, Sean, and I see a broken, terrible human being. And I think you just need to get some cool hair, get some really cool jeans, and I'll just think, oh, what a cool dude. Get some sunglasses, maybe.
I've got sunglasses.
Do you?
Shall I put some on?
Yeah.
Will that help this episode of the podcast?
I think if you put sunglasses on, then you're enough.
Oh, where are they? This is such a big moment for me. I don't know where they've gone, Johnny.
Sean's lost his... This is... Oh, I feel like that Eminem song. Tragic. One shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
Yeah,
yo.
It's that, but it's just, can I find my sunglasses?
Mom spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs.
Yeah.
But he keeps on forgetting when he wrote down. The whole crowd grows so loud. He
Johnny.
Opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking now. Everybody's
choking
out.
Clucks up, time's up, over pals. Set back
to reality. There goes Remedy. That's the best thing we've ever done on this part.
That's just the highlight of this and every episode, listeners.
Now you've got to sign up to Patreon because that was fucking amazing. I am enough, and so is Sean.
We are enough. Sign up to our Patreon, patreon.com/failingbetter, or give us a nice review or rating if you like the show,
or send us an email with your innermost thoughts in them, and then we'll sort of laugh at them.
Where's the what's the email address, Johnny?
failingbetterpod@gmail.com.
We look with quips like that.
I sent Gmail wrong.
Gmail.
I did that. Gmail. Hello. We're better than ever. You, Ming, in America, is taking this podcast to a new, unbelievable level.
Level two.
Which is inexplicably much worse.
We're hitting heights we've never thought we'd hit. The second floor.
Don't get me wrong. We're still hugely underground. But
right,
we are higher
shut,
than ever.
Shut the fuck up.
You shut the fuck up. I'm like them lemons. I'm fighting back. I am enough. I'm enough, and you're the wanker.
Okay. Ease it up. Ease up, Al Pacino. I am nervous, listeners, because after this recording, I am going to a gun range.
Uh-oh. And oh, it's called in America a school. Little joke there. Because of all the tragedies. Because of all the tragedies,
you know what,
that happen
gonna,
in schools.
I think that's going to blow it wide open. Are you Johnny Pelham or are you John Stewart? Right.
I don't think
now?
Anyone's ever done that joke before, but I do think it is sad about all the schools that keep getting shot.
All right. I've thought of an alternative. I'm going to gun range. Or is there known in America, a shooting gallery. So I can't find my sunglasses.
6666. I don't think the playlist ever gone this well.
Yeah, it is funny.
Have
you ever fired a gun, Johnny?
Well, I do. I mean, it depends, isn't it? Because I call my penis a gun, and I've shot that every night, 7 times a day.
Okay. Sorry. Let me just clarify what you've just said. Are you trying to tell me that you're it's quite an impressive reload, I think. You're ejaculating 7 times a day, every day.
Every day.
Have you done it during the recording of this podcast? Have you?
No, I do it directly before and then directly after.
Yeah, of course. An adrenaline hit.
Yeah. That's why I emotionally cleanse myself. I call it a cleansing. I don't enjoy doing it.
I want to be honest. Listeners, by the way, just so you know, I am a bit sick in my mouth as a result of what Johnny's saying, and I would rather he hadn't said any of this.
Sorry, guys, I'm going to go to cleanse myself. I'll see you in 20 to 30 seconds.
Oh, God. Why do you want this podcast to fail, Johnny?
See, you're the one who's talking about going to a shooting range. So you're going to a great American tradition.
I hate it. I don't want to go. It's one of the production managers is desperate to go.
It's the Second Amendment. It's the best amendment.
It's the best amendment. I might go in there and I might just go, hey, what's the Second Amendment? they're gonna just fucking take me for... I just don't understand how this ends well, me with a gun.
It is an interesting...
I genuinely, he showed me a photo, he goes, oh, we're going here. And I was like, I genuinely thought I was having like an anxiety attack. I, I, I really, really, really might try and get
it. Do you not think you'll enjoy it?
No, I don't.
What?
I'll either not enjoy it at all, which is how I feel now, which I'm just sort of like, I'll be glad to have done it. At least it's something to say you've done. But
I do, so much of my life is that.
Yeah, like, well, I said I did it. Did you enjoy it? Of course that. I didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I only did stuff I enjoyed, I'd watch Father Ted and eat Maltesers, and that's it for 80 years. The problem is you can't do that. You have to pretend that you enjoy travel and hikes and shit.
I couldn't agree more. And sort of, yeah, exactly. Well said. You nailed it. I was going to try and do a topper of a joke.
No, I want to give it a go. Give it a go.
It's exactly.
The King's coronation.
You just want to wait. You just want to wait. Watch Farmer Ted, eat Maltesers, and play Football Manager. Am I right? I think that was pretty good. Can I add in a third?
I mean, to be honest, I thought because I could. We're doing this on Zoom. I can see the fear in your eyes.
Yeah,
I thought it was going to be another wank joke. So you did well to avoid that obvious
question.
Honey
Sean,
trap.
Question.
Yeah.
Do you mean another bad joke, or do you mean another joke about wanking?
Well, both. I mean, I think both.
Interesting. When it wasn't, was it? It was neither a joke nor about wanking. It was literally nothing.
It didn't count as a joke, and therefore my fears were unfounded.
Maybe that's what I need. I need to stop trying to write jokes.
Well, yeah. Yeah, get a job in a bloody writer's room over here, am I right?
Hello!
So, yeah, I'm going to a gun range, and apparently I do have the option of firing an AK-47, which I just thought, will never do that. I'm going to go in and I'm going to pick the tiny, measliest gun. I go, which is the gun that's the least loud? I don't know if... Am I allowed to just fire a gun once and just go, right, done it, let's get out of here?
I think so. Going to them and say, look, if I was a man who was very secure as in my masculinity, what gun would I fire? And if you like that one, please. Try and, like, flip it on them, just make them feel
like... Yeah. If there's anyone that I want to really try and get under the skin of, it's the gun lot.
I would. I think you really, really rattle them.
I go, look, man, I mean, it's going to be hard for you, but just imagine that you had a normal-sized penis. What gun would you pick?
Yeah.
And he'd be like, what?
Oh, no. He'll probably just start crying, hug you, and then retire from the gun-selling industry.
He'll retire from the gun-selling industry. And that man's name? George W. Bush.
Oh, my God.
So I'm really scared.
So you're going to shoot... Are you going to shoot an AK-47? I think I would. No, I think I'd quite enjoy it.
I'm going to just shoot a handgun, I think.
What's the safety precautions to stop people just shooting each other?
Well, that's what I want to know.
Because people are always talking about how America's crazy gun, like, lots of gun death and stuff. But if guns were legal in Britain, every weekend would end up in a gunfight.
Well, that's why America's fucked. The problem is people go like, oh, well, the people in Britain are worse. I go, yeah, but we're smart enough to know. We at least have the self-awareness to go like,
that's true.
We should not have guns.
Yeah, because the great thing about America is the optimism and the hope of the American dream that anyone from anywhere can make it. Britain doesn't have that, and that's why we've all looked around and gone, we can't have guns.
No, there's certain things that British people can't handle. Guns, balconies,
white teeth. I find them quite disconcerting, people with very good teeth.
Yeah, a lot of that round here. A lot of that.
My teeth are bad for America, bad for Britain. So if I went to America,
my teeth are bad. Sorry,
I showed him my teeth.
Teeth.
Yeah, and then Sean pretended to throw up, which was very crippling to my already fragile self-esteem.
Oh, God, I hate this patter.
What a thing to say on our own podcast.
God, I hate this. I just don't think this dynamic works at all, Johnny.
What? So what are you going to shoot then? You're just going to shoot a little gun and then you're going to...
I genuinely, if they have a water pistol, I'll pick that.
Can I ask you a question that I don't think you'll know the answer to?
Yeah.
You know, it's called the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean in the original Constitution it wasn't in because it had to be amended to add the right to bear arms in?
Well, I guess so. That's what an amendment is, right?
It is, but then I thought that was in the founding document. If there's any Americans in that, I'd be generally slightly interested in hearing the answer.
If there's any Americans in where?
In your
house.
Podcast.
If there's any Americans in this room that I'm recording right now.
No, email in at failingbetter if you know why.
Email in at where?
failingbetterpod@gmail.com.
You have to say the full email address.
People know.
No one knows. Based on our influx of traffic, no one knows.
Send us an email. Particularly if you're American.
I'm going to ask the gun people. I'm going to go, look, what is this Second Amendment?
I call them the gun people.
Oi, gun
hello,
nut.
Hello,
oi,
gun, gun people.
Oi, gun nut.
Gunny.
Gunny boy.
Have you got any other plans for when you're in the USI?
USI? Well, I've done a lot so far. I feel good. I did some gigs and they were nice. I went to see the New York Yankees play.
Was that fun? Is it like cricket?
It is, in the sense that it's a boring waste of time. And people only go to get drunk. But it's, you know, it's a good cultural thing to do. And
can I ask you a question about America? Is it
about the Second Amendment?
No. It's a wider cultural question. Do Americans drink a lot less than people in the UK then? Is that a real stereotype?
I don't think so.
I
think it depends. I think there's a lot of people in Britain that don't drink that much as well. I think it's just...
On a Friday, Saturday, in most cities in the UK, people are throwing up drunk.
Well, that's the problem. I think it's more like we basically have allowed city centres to be given over to that sort of behaviour.
But, and have, is that not the case in America? Or do you not know?
Where I am, New York and LA are not reflective of what America is. I bet if you went to Buttfuck Nowhere, it's happening.
Imagine if there was a place called Buttfuck Nowhere. It'd be very frustrating for them.
Yeah, they'd probably change it. Buttfuck Somewhere. I mean,
they'd probably, to go against their name, they'd probably become quite cultural and artistic, you'd imagine.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm in a production of King Lear at Buttfuck Nowhere.
All the great artists come out of this tiny hick town.
I went to see the New York Yankees. That was fun. What else did I do? I mean, New York, I basically just walked around a lot and just sort of... That was it. I really like New York.
Do you?
Yeah. It is.
Is
like
it like London?
London?
I mean,
it is
like. In my head,
it's just London.
Yeah.
It's just. But
you like London?
And I really like London. Yeah. And I really like Buttfuck Nowhere. it's got London's buzz and Buttfuck Nowhere's culture. It truly is the ultimate city.
And so what are your plans for the future after today?
What are your plans for the future, Sean?
I didn't mean that. It sounds like a job interview. So
I'm doing the gun and Today I'm just going to do nothing, I think. I'm just going to... Yesterday was my first full day in Los Angeles.
And
I walked around the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Lots of famous people.
It's where they bury loads of the dead. Not they don't have to be dead, but it helps. As I saw on a hilarious bumper sticker.
People who've been cancelled get put there.
Yeah. I was just picking up my plot for this episode. Yeah. I knew this one was coming. I was like, oh, better get in there early. Want to have a good spot. No, I saw lots of nice graves. I saw Judy Garland's grave.
Oh, really?
I saw...
Is it really beautiful? Like, is it really done up? Like, is it like a tomb? Like an Egyptian tomb?
Is it an Egyptian tomb and she's been mummified?
Well, what I mean is, like, you'd think that Judy Garland's, like, would have a massive, like...
She was in the mausoleum. She had her own little sort of slab. But actually, most of them, there are a few. I'll send you some pictures. There are a few that were like really elaborate headstones. They have Joey Ramone from the Ramones. It has just a statue of himself playing the guitar, which is very cool.
That is cool. Sean, imagine if you were walking around there and saw your tomb.
What would the statue be?
For you holding a little...
Me refreshing our Patreon numbers.
Yeah, with your head in your hands.
It's the only two with a speech mark going, oh no, why did I start this podcast?
The numbers are down again. I never knew you could get less than zero.
We owe them, listeners. How has this happened? Basically, the people are dying while listening to it at such a rate that we're actually on minus numbers. But yeah, that was cool. And then there's a big writer's strike at the moment, you know.
I've heard about that.
Yeah,
frankly,
so
I was going to get back to it.
Yeah, I was going around all the picket lines, trying to sow discontent.
You know what we need? We need a tall Englishman to save the day.
Is that us? That's this episode.
28 minutes, so we got 2 more minutes to get to the prized 30-minute mark.
It remains the treasure at the end of the rainbow for every episode of Failing Better.
It certainly does.
Has this been a good episode?
I don't know, man. I don't know if it has. It feels like it's been... I think I've been too giddy. I think I got quite excited. And then I think I've lost my way a bit.
Well, it's 5 p.m. for you on a Friday night, so you're
It's half six here.
It's half six, so you're about to hit the town. Whereas for me, it's what time is it? It's like 10.
It's very confusing.
It's very confusing life we're leading. It's weird that you're about to have a night out.
Yeah. And
what are you doing tonight? What are you doing?
I just got a gig.
Have you? Manchester?
Yeah.
Oh, jealous.
Jealous much, and let me tell you, all the pizza I can eat, so long as it is smaller than a 12-inch pizza. Very exciting gig.
Is that genuinely one of the stipulations of the gig?
No, it's not. Imagine if it was. That's what I was being paid in. But they try to sell it as all-you-can-eat pizza, but they need small print.
You can't eat it, only in infuriatingly small amounts. Because they know after 1.5, you'd be like, fuck this.
What's the worst thing you've ever been paid in? What's the worst, like, fee? Well, it's not for free, but it's almost worse than that.
I'll tell you this, actually. This would be a good way to end the podcast. Before my first Edinburgh Fringe show, and I didn't have an agent or a producer or anything, it was like 2 weeks before the Fringe, and I was offered a gig in Eastbourne where I could do 15 minutes at the beginning. And I thought, great, I'll just run out some stuff from my Fringe show that I thought would inevitably make me a star and that no one saw. The fee was £8. And then I got off stage and the promoter went, it's going to have to be a bank transfer. I haven't got the cash. I was like, it's £8. It doesn't even cover my train.
Was it £8? Was that what he was advertising? Was it like a share of the money?
£8 was the advertised fee. And I thought, yeah, I'll do that. I'd do that. I want to do that. I want to make £8.
That's really exciting.
I want to buy a Big Mac meal. What's the worst fee you've ever had?
I'm trying to think now. Maybe like £600-700.
Oh, here he is.
I can't think of any. Well, I've just got to tell my memory. I'm sure there'll be some like paid in beans or something.
Probably paid in beans. Well, we don't get paid in beans. We get paid in Patreon money and in 5-star reviews. And thank you if you've given us a 5-star review recently. Please do keep supporting the podcast. And look, we're on 2 very different time zones and we're in 2 very different places in our career and our personal
lives.
And emotionally.
I am down in the dumps and Sean is higher than can be.
I'm going to get in that gun range and I'm just going to fire that fucker right in the air.
Crazed man shoots up LA gunman. It'd be such a bad place to try and do a mass shooting.
Yeah, it would be. It seems too good to be true, doesn't it? You mean I can have any of these?
Well, try not to get shot, Sean. We need you back in this country so me and you can stick it to the king.
Stick it to the king. Please do buy tickets to our live show on the 3rd of November when they are
buy
released.
Buy tickets to my Edinburgh show.
Edinburgh Fringe.
August. Every day in August, except for a few when it's not on. At the Pleasance Courtyard. Get some more fucking tickets, bro.
I mean, look, with that sort of sales pitch.
Already people are calling it the greatest show ever made.
I've heard people have been saying that around here, actually.
Yeah. In La.
God. We have to do another fucking episode and then I have to go to a gun range. I think they're probably going to say, like, they ask questions to make sure you're mentally good. Are you ill? They're probably going to say, have you just recorded 2 episodes of Failing Better? Yeah, you go, we cannot legally let you have a firearm. Your head's gone. You will
obviously kill yourself.
Sir, you're a danger to others and yourself. All right, okay, thanks everyone. See you on Friday. Or maybe see you on Tuesday. Depends when Johnny chooses to upload this episode.
Off and off, Sean.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.